If you could design your dream home, what would it look like? A big house with a 4-car garage, maybe something more modest but efficient. Places like Portland, Oregon and Washington, D.C. have communities experimenting with small living spaces known as tiny houses. North Carolina has caught on to the tiny house trend, homes that are tiny by nature but artistically designed for those looking for a more compact way of living without going into much debt. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has this story.
In 2008, Ryan Mitchell had a position at a recruiting company. He says he was making about $50,000 a year. Not bad for someone who just got out of grad school. But then he got some news.
The owner comes in and on a Friday afternoon and says, I'm closing the company today. And he gave us our last checks to everyone in the building. I remember standing on the sidewalk with my coworkers, just kind of reeling from this.
His worries immediately turned to money. Housing was his biggest expense.
And so I said, crazy question, what if I could eliminate that? Had no idea how, never heard of tiny houses at that point. But I started looking and researching, and then I landed on tiny houses, and then the rest is history.
Wow.
So obviously still in progress.
Now 31, Mitchell is a proud owner of a 150-square-foot tiny house. It sits on a trailer in East Mecklenburg County on 23 acres of rented land.
The entryway and up front, you have a kind of a bump out, and that's going to be kind of my office that will convert also into a bench seat. On the back end, you'll have on the right side the kitchen, and then on the left side is the bathroom. And then above all that is the bedroom, which is just a loft.
To know Mitchell is to know his house. He built his tiny home for about $25,000, and he says it's all paid off. He's dedicated his career to educating the public on tiny houses. He's the managing editor of thetinylife.com, and he runs a conference on tiny houses. He asked that the location of his house not be any more specific because technically it's not a legal dwelling. Many tiny houses like his are on wheels, and he says zoning laws don't make allowances for them.
A lot of people, they want to do it legally, but they just feel like their hands are tied, and they, you know, people are making honest attempts to do it, but it's tricky.
It's tricky because rules don't take tiny houses into consideration. That makes it difficult for tiny homeowners and confusing for city officials.
What are these structures? How do we define these structures?
That's Chad Spencer, the zoning administrator for the city of Charlotte. Spencer says that if the tiny house movement is here to stay, the best thing for both homeowners and the city is to make some changes.
If this is something that's becoming more popular, we probably just need to address it and work with some folks on a text amendment to the zoning ordinance that will define them and will, you know, indicate what zoning districts they would be allowed in.
This is a typical problem for tiny house owners, including those in other cities, and for the people who build them.
My name is Teal Brown, and I work with my dad and own the company Wishbone Tiny Homes.
And I am Jerry Brown. I am co-owner of Wishbone Tiny Homes with my son, Teal.
The father and son duo work out of Asheville. They've been building custom-made tiny homes for about a year and a half. They've gotten creative with their client contracts because of zoning laws. Here's Teal Brown.
In the contract, we outline very clearly that it's not to be used as a permanent dwelling. It's for seasonal, recreational use. Of course, what people do with the product once it's in their possession is up to them. And we have no control over that.
What they do have control over is the design and artistry. Tiny houses tend to look like dollhouses, but for humans, scaled down and intricately built. Jerry Brown says that's part of the fun.
When you build an everyday object, like a house or a door, but you do it with some sense of purpose and a sense of trying to achieve some sense of beauty, that has an impact on your quality of life.
That idea of beauty and functionality was a key factor in the design of Ryan Mitchell's tiny home and continues to be as he slowly decorates and organizes.
You have to be very intentional and you kind of agonize over the details. So I've been looking at a chair I've picked out, I know, but I'm just like not 100% sold on it. And that's the way this goes.
One detail he didn't agonize over was the craftsman style of his house. It's a traditional design, which was important.
Psychologically, that form communicates to us, or we associate with a home and comfortable life and things like that.
He hopes that universal image of home will resonate with people and bring more acceptance to tiny house living. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.